And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 11th of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Scotland, 1,041, expected Malin, 1,036 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. West, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North at Sierra. Variable, 2 to 4. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Sierra. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle and fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. 40s. North or northwest, 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Cromarty, 4th. Variable, mainly southwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. Northeast, backing northwest later, 2 to 4. Drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Fisher. North or northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Drizzle and fog patches later. Good, occasionally poor or very poor later. German Bight. North or northwest, 3 to 5. Drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northeast, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, east or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet. Northeast, 4 to 6, backing east, 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Irish Sea. East or northeast, 2 to 4, fair, good. Shannon. Easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable later in north, 2 to 4, fair, good. Northwest Rockall. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, fair, good. Southeast Rockall, Malin. Variable, becoming southerly later, 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, south or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Bailey, south or southwest, 4 to 6, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Faroes. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, mainly easterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time in far west, becoming southerly 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north, 1, 22 miles, 1,038, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west, 1, more than 38 miles, 1,037, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by south, 4, slight rain, 400 metres, 1,034, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, calm, 15 miles, 1,036, falling slowly. Aberdeen, 8 miles, 1,038, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north, 2, 14 miles, 1,038, falling slowly. Boomer, north, northwest, 2, 14 miles, 1,038, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east, 3, 1036, falling slowly. Sam Dedy light vessel automatic. East-northeast, 6, 5 miles, 1031. Greenwich light vessel automatic. 2 miles, 1029. St. Catherine's Point automatic. East-northeast, 4, 1030, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south, 2, drizzle, 1 mile, 1028, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Northeast 6, 1030. Scilly automatic. Northeast 4, 15 miles, 1032, now falling. Milford Haven. Northeast by north, 2, 16 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Aberporth. East northeast 4, 32 miles, 1035, falling slowly. Valley. Northeast 3, 19 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby. East northeast 1, 12 miles, 1037, falling slowly. Valentia. Northeast by east 2, 24 miles, 1037, falling slowly. Ronald's Way. North 2, 15 miles, 1037, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by east, 2, 22 miles, 1038, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast, 2, 27 miles, 1038, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 10th of December. The general situation. High pressure will continue to lie over the north of the United Kingdom through the period, bringing settled conditions to many areas. However, eastern coastlines and the far north may see some drizzle at times, whilst strong winds and showers will affect southern coastlines until later Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in south. Occasional drizzle near Orkney. Good, occasionally moderate near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable mainly west 2 to 4. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast, becoming variable later, 2 to 4, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 until later, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers at first in south, then occasional drizzle later in north, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, mainly good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East, becoming variable at times, 2 to 4, fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast, 2 to 4, fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock. East, becoming variable, 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less. Fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 are less in south, otherwise southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Cape Wrath, mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles. Variable 3 or less at first in north, otherwise westerly 3 to 5, rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the BBC World Service, who'll take you through the wee small hours until 20 past 5 when we return with a brand new day. On behalf of my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Mexico and Singapore. We're going to take a closer look at the Chinese economy as a crucial meeting to get it back on track is about to start. And we hear from the man in charge of one of the US's major ports. How will tariffs affect them?
The advantage of having seen this movie before is we know how this impacts the supply chain. At the end of the day, history tells us that no one wins in a trade war.
And a U.S. businesswoman tells us how Donald Trump's plans could affect her.
I don't know. I'm not sure that we would be able to know. You know, we have a strategy written out on how to potentially pivot away, but I'm not sure that we would be able to survive on an additional 60%.
That is Business Matters. First, though, let's bring you the very latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Israel says it's destroyed Syria's naval fleet and carried out nearly 500 airstrikes since the toppling of Bashar al-Assad. A military statement said most weapons stockpiles across Syria were hit, as well as other military equipment. Israel says its bombardment is aimed at stopping equipment falling into the hands of jihadists. The United Nations has called for an end to the attacks. Shehan Sardaizadeh has more on Israel's targets.
In Latakia, west of Syria, right on the port, there's an area that has been heavily linked to the Syrian Navy, and there were multiple strikes that caused extensive damage to the site. We've seen parts of the port on fire, but also several missile bulbs from the previous regime. The second and third sites were very key sites, actually, that are linked to an organization called the Scientific Studies and Research Center of Syria. And both of them are very close to Damascus. The UN nuclear watchdog, the OPCW, has previously linked both of these sites to Bashar al-Assad's chemical weapons program.
Prosecutors in New York say they oppose a formal dismissal of Donald Trump's hush money conviction, but suggested the case could be paused during his presidency. The judge in the case indefinitely postponed Trump's sentencing at a hearing in November, following his victory over Kamala Harris in the presidential election. From Washington, Helena Humphrey reports.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records should stand, arguing president-elect immunity does not exist. Prosecutors suggest delaying sentencing until 2029 or imposing no prison time. The case stems from a scheme to silence adult film actor Stormy Daniels in 2016. Donald Trump's lawyers want the case dismissed. Judge